This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Seven leading environmental groups are out with a new report card today for Governor Charlie Baker's administration on its environmental policies and leadership. The groups award Baker what they call a mediocre grade of C. With us this morning to talk about the report card is the president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts, George Bachrach. Good morning, George, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Morning, Bob.
It's the second year in a row that these groups, including yours, issued this report card. Last year, the grade was also a C. In this new report card, George, you say there's been little or no improvement in managing and leading on environment and energy issues. What's most troubling to you?
Well, there's a series of issues here. We look at a broad range, but most troubling, for example, is areas like water pollution, emissions, gas emissions from the transportation sector. And I think paramount is the administration's continued push for new gas pipelines in the state, which will undermine our efforts to get to clean energy and to meet our statutory goals of cutting greenhouse gas emissions.
The report card is also critical of the governor's spending on environmental protection, saying it's left agencies cut to the bone. Explain.
Well, this is progressive Massachusetts that prides itself on environmental protection, but we spend, amazingly, less than 1% of our state budget on environmental protection. In fact, we continue to move in the wrong direction, to the point where agencies like the Department of Environmental Protection and the Department of Conservation and Recreation are almost dysfunctional. We can't clean up contaminated sites and build new buildings and create new jobs. We can't protect our rivers. We can't maintain our parks, which are closing earlier and earlier or are even unsafe. So inadequate funding is really the paramount issue.
But the governor might say the state's doing the best it can, considering the state deficit, considering the latest numbers this spring, which show state tax revenues are not meeting expectations.
Well, in fairness to the governor, clearly things like health care costs are crowding out other things. But on the flip side, this is such a small part of our budget that a very few dollars would mean a lot. And the governor, in fact, pledged to raise funding to 1%. Think about how pathetic that is. But to raise funding for state environmental protection to 1% by the end of 4 years. Right now, we're at half of that and moving in the wrong direction.
The administration is graded pretty harshly by the report card in cutting solid waste and in dealing with a gas pipeline, his support of a gas pipeline. He got D's in those areas, according to the report card. But you give him an A in dealing with food waste and B's in cutting global warming pollution, boosting energy efficiency, electric car usage in the state, and land conservation. So there are some big pluses. What's the most impressive improvement from your point of view?
Well, I think we continue to applaud the efforts by the governor and the administration in energy efficiency in particular. We lead the nation. But again, we're at a time when President Trump in Washington is marching rapidly into the 19th century. And states like Massachusetts need to lead. If Washington won't, we must. And so we need the governor not merely to be a good governor. We need him to be a great governor. And while we applaud certain of these areas like energy efficiency and like his support for electric vehicles, we need a broader vision and leadership if we're going to do battle with President Trump.
But if the governor said this report proves the state is moving forward on environmental issues, you would say what in response?
I would say we're not, in fact, moving forward. You can't fund environmental agencies at half of a penny on a dollar and expect them to move forward. You can't do more with less. You only do less with less. And there's a clear link to our economy. If you can't clean up contaminated sites and brownfields, then you can't help gateway cities build new buildings and new jobs. If you can't protect our natural resources, then companies like GE are not going to move here. They didn't come here for a low cost of doing business. They came here for a range of other issues, skilled workforce, but also a quality of life.
The report card does not grade effort, as most report cards do, but what would you give Governor Baker as an effort grade, George Bachrach?
The effort grade is, I think, a little better than a C. I have great respect for Governor Baker, who I think is a smart and talented and well-intentioned public administrator. I simply disagree with him on his priorities. This is not a priority for the governor. I think he would concede that, and our job is to continue, as advocates, is to continue to push for more. And again, we believe there's an inextricable link between a healthy environment and a healthy economy. I think the governor needs to better understand that.
George Bachrach, president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.